I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. It is December 25th. It's Christmas Day. It's Feel Good Friday. All of these things aligning on the same day this year. I hope you're having a really beautiful Christmas day so far and that you're feeling good right now. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I have a fantastic, and a fantastic practice in store for us for our Feel Good Friday today. So knowing that today is Christmas Day, it's filled with so much, right? We have family, we have celebration, we have expectation, gifts, you know, and lots of planning and preparation and cooking. You know, this is such a full and joyful day for so many of us. I want to give ourselves, or I want each of us to give ourselves the gift of a moment alone today. And I was inspired to share this today because I was remembering a really big celebration in my life. It was on my 30th birthday, and my friends and my family threw me a huge surprise party. It was one of those evenings of just almost too much celebration. It was so much joy, so much excitement. I was in such a state of shock and surprise. And a really good friend of mine gave me the gift of separating me from the party. He actually brought me outside, sat me down, had me close my eyes and take a breath and just take a moment to step out of the celebration so that I could actually enjoy it objectively. You know how sometimes we celebrate something and we get so wrapped up in the moment that it just passes so very quickly? And I feel like Christmas is like that often, that we have so many expectations around this one day, around this one holiday, and everything just passes by and all of a sudden the day is over. So giving yourself the opportunity today at some point during this celebration to step outside for a moment, to go have a moment alone, to close your eyes, anchor into the body, and actually appreciate in a really objective, zoomed out way, the joy of this celebration, the magic of this day, the beauty, the spirit of Christmas, of the holidays, of whatever or however you're celebrating right now. Just giving yourself that opportunity to really step away so that you can see it all from outside in, so you can take it all in today. So a good example of that can be finding just a moment in your day where maybe you go into a separate room for a moment, maybe you step outside, you go take a walk, maybe you roll out your yoga mat and you just sit down, close your eyes, place your hand to your heart and just feel, right? Just feel. just breathing into everything you're experiencing in that moment. Maybe you can even see some of those celebrations unfolding around you. You know, for me on my birthday, I could actually, from where I was sitting, look at the party unfolding from the outside in, and I really had that moment of wow. And I remember that moment more than I remember any other moment from that surprise party. And it really was because I was able to be in my body and sit and breathe and watch it all unfold with so much gratitude. So that's exactly the feel-good practice I want all of us to anchor into today, to step away for just a moment, right? Just a few minutes, so you can really sit with and appreciate the magic of your life right now. The fact that you have these people in your life, the fact that you have this food to enjoy, the fact that there is something magical about the spirit of Christmas, the fact that you have this roof over your head, these gifts, this joy, this gratitude, right? This body to experience it all from. You know, there is so much beauty in this life, and it's been such a hard year. So let's remember the good right now. Let's really tap into that place of appreciating what we have. So take a moment to go sit alone, to breathe, and to really practice that appreciation for what is unfolding here now. I'm wishing you a merry, merry Christmas from my heart to yours. I hope you have such a joyful day today. Thank you so much for taking these 5 minutes out of your Christmas day to listen to this episode. And I hope you have a beautiful weekend ahead. Of course, Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday. We're going to prepare for the new year. So stay tuned for the magic left to come. Merry Christmas and see you soon.